Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, government taking several steps to further strengthen the agricultural sector. And later you'll hear our proverb of the day. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
Jamaicans from all walks of life.
We must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that.
Upon the energy,
save today,
protect tomorrow.
Ease upon the energy, upon the energy, save today, protect
tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must.
Ease upon the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
It is also in this vein that through our restructuring initiatives, we are currently rationalizing the regulatory functions of our commodity boards.
The government is finalizing several regulatory functions in the agricultural sector to further strengthen the industry. Completion of divestment arrangements for the Cocoa Industry Board is part of these efforts. Acting Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says Cabinet has approved negotiations with the preferred bidder to which the Cocoa Industry Board is expected to be divested.
Work on the divestment of the Cocoa Board has progressed significantly. Cabinet has now approved negotiations with the preferred bidder, and it is expected that these negotiations will be concluded and the entity handed over by the end of this financial year, 2014-2015.
The minister says Cabinet has also given approval for the merging of boards to have the Agricultural Commodities Regulatory Agency, the ACRA, as the only regulatory agency. Already, drafting instructions have been approved for the ACRA Act with a view to having this completed by the end of the financial year. Meanwhile, Mr. Kelly says the ministry is determined to reorientate the sector towards export. Several crops in focus include banana, ginger, peppers, pumpkin, sugar, coffee, pimento, and cocoa.
Furthermore, we have the potential to ramp up production on these items, and we have identified the markets for these and other products.
Minister Kellyer adds that Jamaica now has an opportunity to export a range of fish products and honey to the European Union, the EU.
We are determined to put some structure to the business of exporting, as the potential in these opportunities will not be realized without deliberate action. We have entered into an agreement with the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation in Agriculture to assist us with the establishment of an export platform through which we will train exporters and producers in the rudiments of export marketing management and deliberately bring exporters in contact with buyers.
Acting Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer. Mr. Kellyer says Jamaica has partnered with the Fresh Produce Consortium of the United Kingdom and has been linking buyers in the consortium with local exporters, which has resulted in several containers of produce being sent to that country. The proverb for this morning is, finger never say look ya, him say look yonder. Translation, finger never says look here, he says look yonder. This means people don't usually point out their own faults.
The Ministry of Education is reminding parents of its textbook cost guidelines. Texts for grades 1 to 6 should cost approximately $5,000 and $12,000 for grades 7 to 9.
We have been doing our survey, so we have been checking the cost of books. And by and large, once parents shop wisely, they should be able to meet their budget based on the guidelines that we have suggested.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean.
On that note, we end this morning's program. Join us again next time. Remember to keep up with us by visiting our website at tis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With Studio Engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.